New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1985.
Most of us are familiar with the paperback book, which promises to deliver whatever it is we're looking for at the moment. Sometimes belittled as pop psychology, the true facts are that there are frequently relevant and practical advice for living life more fully and creatively contained in some of these books. Indeed, the book entitled Your Erroneous Zones was the best-selling book of the 70s decade and propelled our guest, psychologist Wayne Dyer, to the forefront of those who are pioneering a new approach to enhancing people's lives by using a mass medium like paperback books to deliver practical and relevant advice. Usually the criticism of these kinds of books comes from more traditional sources. His books, Pulling Your Own Strings, The Sky's the Limit, and The Gifts of Icus, have literally influenced millions of people. Coming full circle from suggesting ways of how to be a better adult, Wayne Dyer has now focused on the task of how we can allow our children to grow more consciously by writing a book entitled, What Do You Really Want for Your Children? Today we're going to be talking with Wayne Dyer about how we can be better adults and how we can better work with our children, so that the whole world can be a better place to live in. Join us for the next hour as we speak with psychologist Wayne Dyer. My name is Michael Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It occurs to me, Wayne, that I think of the biblical line, the sins of the fathers shall be visited on the children. Mm. And it occurs to me that that's usually what happens from generation to generation. We deliver our own biases and our own patterns to our children for them to carry on. It's almost a way that we can continue by imbuing them with that, the qualities of life as we've perceived them. And in your book, I think you're addressing ways that we can move beyond that, continuing the same pattern over and over again.
Breaking the circle. Yeah. And it's, in fact, in many of the close friends that I have who are parents, we talk about this all the time. And my good buddy down in Fort Lauderdale, Lenny Solomon, who is the father of one of the world-class tennis players, Harold Solomon. And I sit and talk about this many times. How can we break this circle? How can we stop having our kids have the same prejudices over and over again? And how can we not have them grow up to believe that they can't be something that is great and miraculous inside of them? And one of the things, of course, that we have to do, in my opinion, I think the most important thing we have to do as parents is to remember that what we are modeling, what we are showing our children every day is exactly what they're going to be picking up. And if you're the kind of parent who is comparing your children all the time and